Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today. Once again, coming back to what I consider to be one of the most important islands of freedom in the present day, and that, of course, is the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. And do remember that one of the most significant steps made towards socialism and to the increase of abortions and abortifacient use in America really came through Obamacare some 8-10 years ago. More babies killed by Plan B pills, more babies killed by the IUD, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the abortifacients. And much of the increase in the use of abortifacients has come through Obamacare, which eliminated copay, et cetera, et cetera. So increasingly, abortion funded by insurance, mandated by Obamacare. And friends, that, of course, was one of the biggest negatives of the last 10 to 15 years in the pro-life arena. And do you really want to be paying for abortions? Do you really want to be paying for abortifacients through your insurance plans? I think most of us would want to say, I'd rather exempt myself from that if I could take advantage of an island of freedom. And thankfully, the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries were a welcome relief from Obamacare and from the increased regulations upon insurance programs, whether you lived in California or anywhere around the United States. It was important for us to have something of an island of freedom. Most of us did not want to contribute to the increase of the killing of innocent lives, which is pretty much the most significant issue of the day, it seems, for Christians and those who are engaged in the pro-life cause. Also, in terms of expense, remember, it now costs about $30,000 to provide health care for an American family of four for a single year. It's $30,000. Something like 47% of the median income goes to health care. That's, of course, outrageous. With the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, we've been with Samaritan Ministries since, I'm going to say, 1999. So what's that mean, 20 years? Something like 20, 21 years of involvement with Samaritan Ministries. And friends, I think we've saved upwards of $300,000 to $400,000 in insurance payments over that period of time. So no small amount of money there, savings from what would have gone into insurance programs and such. So we're, of course, thankful for that. That means that we're saving something like $24,000 a year for a family of four. And friends, you could pay off the median priced house in America in 7 years on the money you save if you just got out of the mandated insurance programs and worked with the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. Stay on it for 21 years as you raise your kids, and you're paying off a house for your two children as well. So that's a positive. A lot of positives when it comes to the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. Man, it's not a socialist system. You don't have to steal from your neighbor to provide for your own medical costs, and that's an upside as well. Don't have to pay for abortions. Don't have to contribute to the no out-of-pocket copay on abortifacients. Don't have to turn your family medical decisions over to state bureaucracies. Just keep the free market operating there. That's another positive. So many positives. Man, these islands of freedom have been beautiful, and God has provided quite a bit of an island for so many families through the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries over the last 25 to 30 years, but especially since Obamacare of 8-10 years ago. There are accountability requirements. You can't soak the system with your bad habits. Your pastor has to sign off when you attend church that you're not an alcoholic or a chain smoker, et cetera, et cetera. And friends, voluntary charity. And think about voluntary charity instead of, you know, this socialist system that just keeps redistributing and redistributing and redistributing more wealth. The Marxist system is a problem. Of course, as Margaret Thatcher would say, the prime minister of the UK some number of years ago, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. And so the whole concept of socialism, redistributing wealth, it's just destined to failure. And it's, of course, redistributing other people's money is not really the biblical approach to charity. So the whole voluntary charity approach is so much more biblical. We just encourage you to SamaritanMinistries.org. And I do this, I know, again and again. But if you're listening for the first time, man, there are 10 reasons, 100 reasons, probably tens of thousands of reasons why you need to check out SamaritanMinistries.org. And friends, I encourage you to check it out today. And so far, they're at up to something like 83,000 households. When I was first involved, I'm thinking there were probably 5,000, 6,000 households involved with Samaritan Ministries. Now, 83,000 households serving 260,000 individuals, sharing $30 million a month. What's that? $360 million a year. That's amazing. This is a massive reformation, the area of medical care. And there are, what, 7, 8, 10 upsides to it. I can't find a downside. I'm going to talk to Joel Noble about this. He's the director of public policy for Samaritan Ministries. And right now we're in a battle. Indeed, the other side is coming up against some of these freedoms. And it will take a little bit of attendance to these issues on our part in order to maintain the cause of freedom, or these islands of freedom, as we like to put it, in the various states. And so we're going to get up to speed on what's going on with public policy relating to the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries with Joel Noble. Joel, welcome to the program. It's good to have you back with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we want to get up to date as to what's going on. I mean, thank God, and I mean that, thanks be to God that he salvaged the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries under the Obamacare bill some 8-9 years ago. Very, very thankful. Very, very thankful for that. And has it been smooth sailing since then, Joel?
It's been up and down.
Okay.
I will say, I mean, I join in, you know, in your praise that we were able to continue doing what worked. I know that, you know, people have joked about the, you know, if you like your plan, you can keep it, and, you know, it's become a punchline. But we went into it believing that, and at least for us and healthcare sharing ministries, that was true. And so, I mean, we were thankful that they allowed healthcare sharing to continue under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
And we've been thankful over the last couple of years, as that penalty's gone away, a number of states have looked to replicate that penalty on their state level. California, New Jersey, Rhode Island, D.C., Vermont, and in every single state that has passed a mandate, they've exempted healthcare sharing ministries.
And to be clear, we don't have to submit the additional form with our 1040 this year either. In other words, since Obamacare, we've had to exempt ourselves with the IRS on annual basis. Don't have to do that now. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. On the federal level, for this year's taxes, tax year 2019, you wouldn't have to. If you're behind and you're still doing 2018, you'll have to. But if you're, you know, caught up and doing 2019, you don't have to do the exemption form this year. Hmm. Unless you live in New Jersey or the Washington, D.C., and then you have a state form now to fill out. But good upside is you're exempt from that penalty in that state, but you have to do a little bit of paperwork.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yep.
You know, I just see that God has gone before us on this one. I see the Lord, you know, protecting, preserving, providing for freedom for, you know, homeschooling or Christian medical sharing. I see all of this to be a blessing from God. I think we need to sort of, you know, take the risk, step out in faith, engage this, sign up for SamaritanMinistries.org. It's not like it's easy sometimes to, you know, cut loose the old insurance programs, but this biblical approach has so many upsides to it. I encourage people to go for it. Also, some positive stuff on the federal side right now. You mentioned Senator Cruz is pushing a bill that could be very helpful for those who sign up for Samaritan Ministries.
Yeah, so there's legislation by Senator Cruz, and there's a companion bill from Representative Chip Roy, both of Texas, that would amend the IRS code to allow healthcare sharing to be used alongside an HSA. Because currently, to use a health savings account and take advantage of that, you know, tax sheltered money, you have to have a high deductible insurance plan. And since healthcare sharing is not insurance, it wouldn't qualify. So we've been working to get that clarified, and you know, we're thankful that there's a bill there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure in the current gridlock, you know, it may not happen this year. It may take a few years to continue to get that that passed. But I mean, we're thankful that we're being thought of, and it's out there.
That's great.
That's one of the other good sides.
That's great. And you know, for just a second, give us a feel for how people think about their Samaritan experience compared to insurance programs. Are people satisfied? Are there any major complaints
where things go sideways for folks? Or do you get the sense, you know, this really is the cool image that I presented at the beginning of the program? Are people really satisfied with this?
I would say yes. I mean, it's a little bit of, you know, taking it into your own hands. You know, we've all grown up in an insurance mindset for the last, you know, 50 or 60 years. And there is a little bit of shift. I mean, people, you know, maybe are traditionally used to just walking in, throwing down a card, and, you know, and magically everything gets, you know, behind the scenes. So if there is a complaint, it's just that there's some adjustment to learning to take control of your own health care. Mm-hmm. But the upside to that is so beneficial, to not be locked into provider networks, to be able to go wherever you want, to not have your employer or an insurance company tell you where to go. Everything about this is in your control. And so I've told stories before about having to go in the emergency room, you know, at 10 o'clock at night with one of my kids, and literally having the choice to turn left or right off of Main Street to choose the emergency room I wanted to go to. And one of them I knew was the, you know, hospital where they would, you know, generally on a Saturday night, and this was a Saturday night, take, you know, people that had, you know, maybe were well into their cups or, you know, high. And I was able to make a choice. Okay, I'll go to the other one, which I knew had a emergency room strictly for kids, separate. And that was, you know, completely my choice.
Yeah.
And so that's something I love about having that freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there is one piece of bad news for this year. Yes. What significant piece of bad news for the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, and it happens to be the state of Colorado, which is where I live. And so I want you to talk a little bit about this bill that is threatening the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries here in the state.
Sure. So it's House Bill 1008, and what it's going to do is add a lot of reporting requirements and some restrictions. And ultimately, the troublesome part is it's going to put healthcare sharing ministries under the Department of Insurance. And so as a non, you know, insurance entity, that's not where we belong. The, you know, good groups, the ethical groups like Samaritan are all 501c3s, we're charities. And so there is consumer protection under the Attorney General in all these states. And so even if there is alleged bad acting, which some of that's been, you know, reported in the news, and I know Colorado, you know, shut out a particular newer group that from everything I've read was having, you know, problems and not doing it, you know, correctly. Mm-hmm. And so from everything I read, they had every right to investigate and probably ultimately shut them down. I don't have an issue with that. But the groups that are doing it right, there's already a mechanism to protect the citizens in every state, and that's the Attorney General. And so there's really not a reason to put us on the insurance code. The requirements of reporting is somewhat burdensome. It's going to be some administrative, you know, expenses to us. The one upside is that, you know, we're not being shut down. The members will still be able to share in Colorado and nationwide. So that's good news for the members. It's going to be, you know, an expense, you know, several thousand dollars a year for us to do this reporting. A lot of it is stuff that we already report, so we're not, you know, opposed to reporting. But ultimately, at the end of the day, coming into the Department of Insurance could have long-term negative benefit, you know, negative effects.
Yeah.
If in the future they start dictating what needs to be shared. And you mentioned abortion and abortifacients. I mean, it's not unlikely that somewhere down the road, even if these legislators now are well-meaning, that in the future, when someone else takes their seat, that they decide, well, this healthcare sharing ministry should share this,
yeah,
or we don't like that it's limited to just Bible-believing Christians. You know, that needs to be opened up. Right. And so that kind of thing is the most concerning part of it.
Right. So at this point, what's the strategy, Joel? What do we do on this bill?
Sure. So, I mean, to their credit, they've made a lot of concessions. after working with them, there was some, you know, bad parts that they're going to change. There's some wording they're going to change. But ultimately, we're still under the Department of Insurance if it passes as is. It has an action-only hearing on this coming Wednesday. So ultimately, we're just having our members wait to see what happens after that committee, and then we need to make a decision of how we want our members to act and, you know, reach out after that, you know, possibly for a change on the floor or even in the Senate side. So we have, you know, nearly 3,400 households in Colorado, and
wow.
I can tell you the vast majority of them are anxious to let the legislator know that they're not happy with this bill. And so I've been, you know, holding the reins back, you know, and letting them, you know, say, okay, we're going to try to work with them. We're going to try to be diplomatic. But the time may come, you know, in the coming weeks to where our members need to be more active, and we're going to let them know. And, but, you know, in the meantime, we're trying to work with the legislators there and hopefully get that fixed. But we'll see after next Wednesday where it's at. Hopefully there's fast improvements. And so, I mean, right now they can just pray to that end that, I mean, I was telling them last week, God holds the heart of the king. And so right now we're just trusting that and that they're going to make the right decision. And if not, then we'll work on it after that.
And let's be clear on this, Joel. This was not a response to any of Samaritan Ministries' activities. This is a response to somebody who was not performing rightly and according to basic standards relating to healthcare coverage. And
yeah.
So this is not, this is nothing needed for the existing Christian medical sharing ministries that have functioned as an exemption under Obamacare now for 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the stories I heard, you know, a couple weeks ago in committee were by and large all isolated to one group when they actually shared the name. There was, you know, quite a few bad stories and they didn't share the name of the group. But just through the news media I've seen, it was, you know, pretty easy to attach it to one group. You know, maybe one other newer group possible. But yeah, a group like Samaritan that we've been operating for more than 25 years. And even beyond that, I mean, you mentioned SamaritanMinistries.org. There's a site, healthcaresharing.org, where we put up our best practices and our standards. And, you know, we've been very public about here's what a healthy, good healthcare sharing ministry should operate like. And we put it up there. And that's the case we're trying to make, is that we're doing it right. And so we don't need to be lumped in or punished because of one bad actor, essentially, that they've already shut out. And so for the most part, it looks like the problem's been solved in the state. So this seems like overkill at this point.
Yeah, which some of our legislators are good at that. Hopefully this regulation will go away. We'll just pray to that end. And whatever we can do to fight down this bill, you know, let us know. I'm sure you're going to do it by email alerts. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So I've been reaching out a couple, three times before the hearing. And I mean, and we had a handful of members show up. It was happened to also be the day of prayer for the Christian Home Educators of Colorado. And so we had quite a few of them already on the Capitol praying. And so that was great to have them there, shared great stories. And like you said, this is not a Samaritan, you know, problem. They had wonderful stories. And yep, I'll continue to reach out, keep them updated as it progresses.
Well, I think you've got a great record. You think about the 25 years that you've been operational. You think about the 260,000 individuals served by Samaritan Ministries. And to be honest with you, Joel, I have never heard a negative story about Samaritan Ministries. And of course, you know, I'm the guy who's been cheerleading for this for a long time, but I just don't hear the negative stories. What I hear is that people are very satisfied with what you guys have been doing for now 25 years.
Yeah. And I would agree. And I mean, I believe there's there with any, you know, any service with that many members, you're going to have, you know, some people that complain, but ultimately it's just how we deal with it. And that is what I'm truly thankful for with our staff is the way they, you know, deal with an issue. If there's a mistake, if there's, you know, a misunderstanding, they're wonderful about, you know, fixing it, and getting the, you know, the member, you know, pleased again. When there's those limited, you know, times.
Yeah, so and it's great. And it's not as if people haven't had complaints about their insurance programs. In fact, if, you know, that's that you run into somebody who has insurance, they've usually got 28 things they're complaining about. I don't hear that with Samaritan Ministries, mainly because I think this is a more biblical approach. It doesn't involve the redistribution of much wealth, doesn't involve a highly structured, highly regulated form where you've got to use a certain hospital or certain doctors. There's just way more freedom. There's way more cost savings. There's way more of a Christian world and life view that's operating. And as I see it, the Christians that sign up for Samaritan Ministries are very, very satisfied with what they get. And I would recommend you check out Samaritan Ministries, friends. It's SamaritanMinistries.org. There are 7-8 upsides. There's an economic upside. There's a moral upside. There is a freedom upside. There is just about every upside I can think of to check out SamaritanMinistries.org. I would hope that you guys are moving towards 500,000 people, more like, you know, 200,000 signups here in the next 3, 4, 5 years. You've got an evangelical crowd of, you know, 30 million Americans. It seems like out of 30 million Americans, you should be able to peel off a million or two off of that chunk. So I think you're only a slight amount towards where you need to be, especially as Christians are more and more interested in exempting themselves from paying for abortions and abortifacients. And Christians are more and more interested in freedom and saving hundreds of thousands of dollars over a period of 10 or 15 years of involvement in the Christian Medical Sharing Ministry. So again, once more, I would recommend that folks check out SamaritanMinistries.org. Joel Noble has been on our program today. He is the Director of Public Policy with Samaritan Ministries. Joel, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.